I don't need to be loud to be heard. And I don't need to shout to be obeyed. I learned a long time ago that quiet confidence can do more to inspire both respect and fear than any amount of loud posturing ever could. Maybe that's what attracted you to me initially. You thought you were being so subtle. You approached me like anyone else might. Made polite conversation. Watched me out of the corner of your eye. Tried to determine if I was, well, more than I appeared. But I can tell you with all honesty that I had you figured out from the moment I saw you. You walk with confidence, true, and you get things done. You're not a passive observer of your life, but an active participant. No one who saw you would think otherwise. That being said, none of that makes you truly content, does it? At least, not by itself. In the end, you and those like you yearn to be owned. You need someone to listen to your heart and provide you with firm structure, harsh discipline, and ruthless training. You desperately need to be obedient. It's dangerous, though, to be so submissive. Once someone realizes what you want, if they're the wrong kind of person, you can be taken advantage of. So you have to be careful and shy, and sometimes you worry that you miss out on opportunities because you have to listen very carefully to your gut when you see a red flag. That being said, your gut told you something else about me, didn't it? Do you remember when I first asked you for something? I believe I told you to hand me a key that I dropped. I've been quite polite before this time, but this time I said it firmly and was a bit more delayed with the please. While others would have reacted badly to the potential rudeness of my delivery, you were different. You immediately did as I asked you, and most tellingly, you looked up at me, begging for my approval with those gorgeous eyes of yours. You may think differently, but I had you then. I only had to train you. Every day, a few more commands disguised as requests and rewards given for proper reactions. By the time we officially started negotiating, you were already so eager. Do you remember how you squirmed in your seat when I asked you exactly how you needed to be taken? Do you remember how surprised you were when I laid out some of my ideas and you found them to be so targeted to what you needed that your jaw dropped? Do you remember our first sessions together where I instructed you in ways to serve me and then punished you when you failed? I pushed you to your limit. We were both careful to never go over it. After that, you became so delightfully needy. I had to deny you some things because I knew that the urge to submit could be overwhelming. But each time we pushed you a little further, the tasks became more grueling and demeaning. The terror became so much more real. Oh, and the punishments grew so much darker, didn't they? The canings grew harder. The bindings became more elaborate. And you responded so well. You would end the night covered in bruises and tears and sometimes my cum, and I would take care of you and wash you and tell you how good you had been before making sure you'd had enough to eat and drink. My property will always be presentable, healthy, and ready to serve me. Do you know what made it all worthwhile? Besides having someone amazing like you in my life, of course. It was when I saw you gazing into the mirror, about to put on a turtleneck so you could go to work. You looked at the bruises on your neck and chest and back, and you smiled so happily. Seeing your contentment made me content as well. As it should be. The master always serves the servant. I know that you spoke the truth when you told me that you would rather die than live without me, and that your devotion was beyond what anyone outside of our union would call healthy. The truth is, I cannot imagine life without you, my creature of perfect obedience. I'll never say these words out loud because your devotion is not predicated on praise, and because I care for you so much, I will be even more cruel. I will inflict such pain on you that even Desaad would not dare to write of it, and I will break your mind 1,000 different ways, even as I smile. I will demonstrate your true value through the quality of your suffering. But still, the truth is very simple, pet. I will hurt you, and use you, and ensure your recovery. But in the end, you know the truth. You are mine.